We're in Simin Tovkuf Samech, starting Las of Zecher Lechorban, Sif Aleph, Mishacharov Beis HaMikdash, Tiknu Chachamim Shai Boso Ador, She'ein Bonin La'olam Bingin Mesuyad U'mechuyar Kabinyan HaMalachim. Since the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, the Chachamim established that in order to remember that we no longer have the Beis HaMikdash, we shouldn't build buildings which are plastered like the buildings of kings. Elatach beso betit v'sad besid u'mashar makom amalama k'neged ha-pesach below sid. So we shouldn't build these beautiful buildings because, as the Mishnah Berurah says, anything which is a dvar simcha has to be limited a little bit in order to realize that we don't have complete simcha anymore, as the pasuk says, im lo alas yushalayim al rosh simchasi. So therefore, we try not to build these mine tziur, as the Mishnah Berurah says. Not to build the buildings like the kings do. Rather, we would use the plaster, etc. But we would leave an amma al amma, one amma by one amma, which is approximately 21 inches by 21 inches, keneged ha-pesach, directly across from the entrance, below sid, without any plaster. Meaning, again, this amma by amma should be without any plaster whatsoever. The Mishnah Berurah points out that nowadays, our plaster is not like their plaster was. Rather, it's mixed in with sand or something like that. So therefore, it could be that that's why some are makil, that we do not require leaving an amalama anymore, since our plaster is not done the same way that theirs used to be, especially nowadays when when you build a house, it's done with sheetrock. So then many say that there's the minug, the takana of the Zecher L'Churban doesn't apply anymore. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, that nowadays we are not knowing to leave an amalama, and it could be because we're relying on those who say that our plaster is not the same as their plaster. However, the Mishnah Berurah says it's tamua, it's a bit odd, because l'maisa, we do use some sort of plaster, so therefore, maybe it should be, says the Mishnah Berurah, that we really should continue with this minug, this takana of a zecher l'churban, of leaving an amma al amma. But then he says, maybe, again, our plaster is not like their plaster, and that's why the minug is to be makil, but he says, tzarechin, really, on this minug to be makil. But again, still, from the words of the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like the halacha is that it really should apply in Chutz Laaretz and in Eretz Yisrael. There are some who say that it doesn't apply in Eretz Yisrael, but it seems like it really should apply both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laaretz. And there are those who are makbid even today to leave an amma al amma. Again, this amma al amma, the Mechaber said, needs to be keneged ha-pesach. There are some who place it above the doorway. That is not what it should be according to the Mechaber. Rather, it should be directly as you enter into the house. That's what you see as a reminder that we no longer have the Beis HaMikdash. There are some who color it with black or write Zecher L'Churban on it, but the Mishnah Berurah says that this isn't correct either. Rather, it should be just left blank. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says that the main point of the Takana was in their time they would use plaster or something like that, but it was their form of painting or wallpaper. So that's really what we should do, just as they left out the plaster. So we should leave part of an amma al amma right when you walk in that you'll see, which is not painted at all. That was what was suggested by Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Again, it appears to be that the minhag ha'olam is that it's not required, that we don't do it, maybe because of, again, what the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan say, that it doesn't apply to us because we don't have this sid, even though the Mishnah Berurah just says it as a tzad l'haka, but says it's odd that we're somech on this, but that seems to be what people are somech on. But if one builds a house, then they can leave an area which is an amma al amma, and they'll definitely be mekayim something. So even, again, the same thing, if one is just painting their house, they bought a house, it was already built, and they're just painting their house, so then there's no requirement to do it when you're just painting, but you can if you want. You can leave an area that is an amma al amma that is not painted, because it's always great to have a reminder of the fact that we no longer have the Beis HaMikdash. This is what the Mechaber continues and says, if you buy a house from someone, you're not building the house, you buy a house from someone, if you could assume that it was built by a non-Jew, and a Jew bought it from the non-Jew, and since a non-Jew built it, there's no requirement for you to now go peel off a part of the plaster or peel off a part of the paint of amma al amma. If you know that a Jew built it, so then you would need to peel that off, but if you know that it was built by a non-Jew, then you would not need to do so. And that's why others say that maybe another makom l'hakel is, even if you're building a house, if it's really owned by the non-Jewish builder the whole time and you only buy it from him after the building is done, so then there might not be a requirement either. So again, it appears that the Minhag HaOlam is not to do so, but it might just be because most people weren't building houses, they were buying houses that were already made, and again, we saw that painting does not require it, but now that it seems a lot more common for people to buy houses, knock them down, and build a new house, so then maybe they really should be doing so, maybe we should be instituting this again to have an Amal Amah left without any plaster as a reminder of the Zecher L'Churban. Tziv Beis, V'chein Hitkinu, they also established, because of the Zecher L'Churban, that whenever one is having a meal for guests, they leave off a certain food in a certain area of the table without any food as a reminder that we no longer have the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah Berurah says this is even at a Sudas Mitzvah, like a Bris Milah or a Chasana, and for sure other large Sudas, but does not apply to Shabbos and Yontif. Because due to Shabbos and Yontif, we should actually have everything we can. Again, it's not just to leave off food, but it's to leave an area of the table that is empty from food, because otherwise it won't be recognizable that we're leaving something off. The Levush left this off, but this seems to be what the Mishnah Berurah assumes that one should do when they have a large Suda. Again, this is only stated, as Rav Vosner says, by large Sudos, which generally have lots and lots of food, but if someone's having a regular meal during the week, they would not need to leave something off. The Be'er Halacha points out, Tzarechin, that we're not knowing this, so what's up, Shah? So the Kav HaChaim says the reason that we're not knowing this is because this only applied during their time where there was a set menu. When they would have guests, they would have a set menu every time that they knew what was coming out. And therefore, if they left off something from the menu, then it was obvious that it was Zecher L'Churban. But nowadays, we don't have a set menu. That rather, everyone brings whatever food they want out. And therefore, if you're not having a certain food, no one's going to realize this, and it won't be a Zecher L'Churban anymore. However, therefore, the Kav HaChaim says that if you leave an area of the table empty so that it's recognizable and you state that this is Zecher L'Churban, so then that would be a good thing to do. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, we don't really know, we don't really do this, and it's hard to understand what it is and what it would be. He says, Kasha Hatsir Lefanenu Maha Makom HaPonoi. He says, we just don't see this empty space according to the Aruch HaShulchan. The Machaber continues one more. Kshe'isha osa tachshite ha-kesef ha-zav. When a woman puts on her jewelry, Masharim in Minei ha-tachshit, she noheges behem kedei shelo ya-tachshit shalim. She shouldn't put on all her jewelry at one time. Rather, each time she should leave off something as a Zecher L'Churban. So far we have three things. One is an Ama Alama, which we see many people don't do anymore. The second is leaving off something from the table, which we see many people don't do anymore. And the third thing is women not wearing all their jewelry, which I assume that is women do follow this, even though they don't realize that it is being done Zecher L'Churban.